This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
All our bets for tonight are coming up in 20 minutes. Can't wait to rap about these games with my guy Ken Barkley. Got a lot of bets to give out, a lot of thoughts on the various game ones and game twos. The bets for tonight will feature the Islanders and the Hurricanes, Bruins and the Leafs, Knights and the Stars, game one there in Dallas. Looking forward to that. Nuggets, Lakers, Magic, Cavs, and then Knicks, Sixers. We don't have official word yet on Embiid and Tyrese Maxey. Is that correct, or I haven't seen anything yet?
The last upgrade, or update, rather, on both of their conditions were game-time decisions on both.
They're both playing, right?
The illness stuff, I feel like you never know, but I always lean toward playing when it's that, when that's what it is, in a playoff game especially. Embiid, it's really interesting, right? Because you're like, even if you're like, well, he's going to go, be like, great, how many minutes? 12? Eight.
We haven't even talked about, like, the because there's so much going on right now, the insane play on Saturday where he threw it off the backboard to himself and dunked it and looked like he, like, shattered his leg in the process. I watched that happen and I was like, his career's over. Like, we're never going to see him again.
Eyes.
Like, it's done. Yeah.
Yeah, like, it was weird. Like, one eye was, like, not moving at all, and the other was, like, in the back of his head, and you're like, what's going on?
Do you think he's, like, you know, like, I'm probably not done for the playoffs, but I'm going to have to exit and get it looked at. So let me, like, do my best Ben Roethlisberger impersonation and ham it up for the cameras. Like, I'm like a Warner Brothers character with one eye moving and the other not.
Yeah, that's all, folks. And then I'm sure you've seen the pictures from, like, shoot around today and everything. He's, like, worn glasses the last 2 days, like sunglasses. And so people think, like, his eyes are messed up, too, because of, like, when he got hurt. Because it's like, who wears, like, sunglasses to a practice at, like, 10 a.m.?
I don't know.
Like,
he's pretty weird. Like, it's possible that he would just do that.
I know. Well, the answer is, like, he does, because he's either weird or his eyes are messed. I don't even know. Now there's all these rumors, like, well, what if his eye is injured, too? Now he's got two injuries.
Great.
I have no idea.
Great. Can't see, can't walk. Seems bad for an NBA player.
Yeah, see you later. Like, next year, maybe. We'll see. And the betting market, I mean, to be fair, we'll do the game in a little bit. I mean, betting market for the game is, like, a shaded toward, it's shaded toward, like, well, I don't know, but somebody's probably out. Like, that's how shaded. It's like, I don't know who it is, but damn if somebody's not going to play. Like, open 4.5, 5.5. Like, these are not healthy Embiid Maxey numbers, obviously. Like, Knicks wouldn't be two possessions in that game. It's just kind of like, I guess it's an in-between number, but is it? And in between what? Like, we don't even, like, if they both miss in tandem, the game's almost over at that point. If they both don't play, it's a pretty bizarre setup for tonight. Like, you juxtapose that with Magic Cavs, where we basically know everything. The number's been 5.5, like, the whole day. The disagreement seems to be in the total, which has been getting bet up for about 90 minutes. People watched game one, and their response to that was, I like a shootout in game two. Give me the over, which has gone up about 2 points in the last couple hours.
Yeah, and like we talked about this last week, kind of like, Paolo Banchero's not going to score 40 points. Where's it coming from for the Orlando Magic? I don't know the answer to that question. I think we may disagree on how that game will play out. We'll talk about it next segment. Let's hit a little more NFL draft here while we can. Do you want to move on to, like, the fifth pick here? Are we still left on the fourth pick?
The fifth pick, there is no consensus. Essentially, at MGM, three players have the same price. This pick, if there are no trades, the Chargers will make this pick. But I think everybody, again, what's the consensus? The consensus is, like, the Chargers aren't making this pick, and the Minnesota Vikings are going to trade up, and they're going to draft J.J. McCarthy.
It's going to be really funny when the draft just happens and it's the consensus. Like, that's going to be really funny on Thursday night when everything just goes exactly how you think.
Something's going to be different. We don't know what's going to be different, but something's going to be different. It's very likely that something will be different. How many drafts have you done where like whatever everybody thought on Monday just happened? It never happens that way. Even if it's a small thing, even if it's like the number six pick. We had a draft where Cleveland Farrell got drafted with the fourth overall pick. Like, I mean, just like really, like we know stuff, really.
I love listening to John Gruden say his name.
Farrell.
Yeah, so, Farrell.
Right. Like we unfurled the carpet for someone who didn't deserve to be the fourth overall pick.
And then
basically
David Arnett.
Three co-favorites.
Might as well have taken David Arquette. Don't tell him I said that, please.
Fifth overall pick. Neighbors, Harrison, and McCarthy essentially have the same price, and they're all like about plus 250.
How many people do you think got that reference, by the way? Because if you did, you're laughing right now. If you did, you're laughing.
So Neighbors, Harrison, McCarthy, and there is no, like, there's not a market expected, like, this is what's going to happen with this pick, because this is the one that everybody thinks. To be fair, like, it's another kind of a, not the Cardinals, because Harrison's the favorite there, but McCarthy's the second choice to go four, but the team that's picking four would never pick him. And McCarthy is the co-favorite to go five, and the team that's picking five will never pick him. So again, it's like, man, you click the button, like, the Vikings have to get to the spot for you to have a chance to cash us a bad price, too. Just seems like that stuff's never worth it. Bad, like, low prices on trades that haven't happened yet seems like a really bad way to approach the draft. And the Vikings could still trade into the spot, and you could win your bet. It's just like, like on Monday, you just bet like, well, like what? I bet the favorite. What do you need to happen? Someone else to make the pick. Well, we're about to start the draft. So Harrison and Neighbors the same. I guess it's like, could you pick one of these, or you would have to pick like Joe Alt is plus 450.
I'll take
just
Latham.
You're gonna keep the pick.
That's what Whale said earlier in the show. 40. Yeah. And I said this earlier, and like, listen, like Whale's one of the people that I was talking about this with. I don't think that's like revealing anything. We're like, Ken and I are both in a bunch of DM chats with a lot of people, some of which appear on the show, some of which don't. And we were bandying this about like, if it doesn't go like this, what do you think? Is Joe Wall definitely going to be the first offensive lineman? Does Latham make more sense? Now that's more like people speculating like, oh, we think he makes more sense, but also the price is 40. I would take a flyer on J.C. Latham if you made me pick someone other than the favorite in this market to go fifth.
Sure. Like, price considered, I think that makes sense. Whale came on and said it. I don't have a contrary opinion or a strong opinion. I think that makes sense. Why don't we do six just so we get through a few more in this segment? This is another one where, again, you start to see here how the domino effect of who goes where, like the favorite to go in a spot is probably, if it's something you don't expect, all of these markets are impacted. It's all the same names jumbled at the top of five picks in a row. So, and you know, like how many markets can JJ McCarthy be low priced to go in? Four, apparently. Sixth overall pick, Neighbors. And right now this pick will be made by the Giants. Neighbors plus 150, favorite status. Adunza 250. Is it Adunze or Adunza before we get to Thursday?
I think it's Zay.
Adunze. Adunze, 250. I'm going to say it with like a crazy accent on it.
McCarthy, I can see
JJ McCarthy,
you standing there from across the block with a smile on your mouth and your hand. Adunze.
Zanyaza. Hands in the air and Penix incomplete. McCarthy, five, because he's just going to go in every pick. Joe Alt, seven. Harrison, 11. Imagine if he was still there for you at six. That'd be pretty awesome. Daniels 25, May 25, probably not. And then a bunch of guys that are probably not going to go there either. I mean, this is you. This is your team. You said you thought it was Neighbors, but you also said everybody thinks it's going to be Neighbors. It can't be Neighbors. Who is it?
Do you think we've all considered that maybe J.J. McCarthy gets picked 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6?
Here's the permutation. You've imagined if you put out a mock and you just had his name over and over again. And
well, it's like the Infinity Stones. Like you cut him up into different pieces, and everyone gets JJ McCarthy.
Do I get the first J or the second one? Which one do I get?
You get the Alabama Stone. Someone else gets the Washington Stone. It's going to be great.
What about the didn't throw the ball in the second half? But the didn't throw the ball in the second half against Penn State Stone. Who gets that one? Probably the Giants.
Okay. At some point, I think I like have to like blow my top on this, on like how the Giants are going to F this up.
Simmering.
Yeah. I'm going to do an Instagram video on it, maybe after the show. Cause I'm starting to get mad.
Oh no.
Sorry. Well, yeah, it's just like, it's frustrating. Yeah. I think we're going to suck again next year. We meaning, you know, I play for the Giants. I think we're going to be bad. I don't think they're going to trade up. So how about this? I don't think they're going to trade for a quarterback. I think, again, everything they've done this offseason, just to reiterate this point, Daniel Jones is going to be on the roster this season. It's like impossible he's not. And like all the scenarios that people create, like, oh, like the Patriots could take on his roster and like for and more for the Giants to trade up. Like, do you really think like after parting ways with Bill Belichick, like the Patriots are going to sell Daniel Jones to the fan base for a year? Like, grow up if you think that that's possible. Jones is going to be on the roster. They signed Drew Lock. Tommy DeVito's the third stringer. And they're going to just, like, trade up for a quarterback? Like, really? And carry... No way! I don't want to say no way. I think it's unlikely. Which makes me mad, because I think Daniel Jones sucks. And I think they're going to lose. So how about this? Let's play against the idea that neighbors would definitely be the pick here. I do think wide receiver is where they'd go. So... I think Harrison is likely to be off the board. Let's say Odunze, either Odunze or Jaden Daniels if he makes it there.
Oh. I like this. I like everything about this.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you, how good are your Giant sources nowadays? They're pretty good.
The Giant sources were great until Joe Shane became the general manager. And I feel like he probably like has a couple drinks every year and is like, I can't wait to screw with everyone this year and like leak false information. Again, as opposed to Dave Gettleman, who like at the Senior Bowl told everyone he was drafting Daniel Jones and then drafted Daniel Jones.
Guys, look at me. Daniel Jones right here. We just had a move in the fifth overall pick market. Wait, what was it before? My screen just flashed. What the hell just happened?
Neighbors, yeah. 150, Odunze 250, Alt 7, McCarthy 5.
Alt got bet 7 to Alt got bet 7 to 5. Does that make any sense to you?
I mean, like, I would say no, but like I'm not a
right. You don't run it. Which team do you run? No, not the Giants. It's kind
of
funny.
Won a lot of Madden Super Bowls. Okay, so let's say that
won
that
a lot
happens.
Of fantasy football.
That is true. Not this year. I don't want to, like, please, takes me down a dark
road. Do another
road.
Instagram video about that.
it's not an Instagram video. That's I like kill myself. That's the video when I think about that. Yeah. So two questions. Well, one question and then a comment from me. Is there any way a team trades up to take Joe Alt? No, right? Well, I guess, if you think the Titans love him and you want him. Yeah.
The Titans are going to trade up to take Joe Alt. That's going to be a thing.
Not the Titans, but like a team could like leave
Alt. That's why.
Like, why can't? Why? Like, what if the Jets did it?
Sure.
They
would. Like, continue the all in.
They wouldn't.
Kind of a thing, yeah. So.
But you go like all in with like Neighbors or like a Odunze. I don't think you go all in for like a tackle who might not play for you this year.
Oh man, you know what? Always it never disappoints. I don't have a single draft bet. I was on vacation, Disney World. I was on the beach. I didn't know anything about the draft. It never fails to interest. It's just really interesting
It's awesome.
I don't think we're on an island on this. I think, like, if people are listening, look, we'll give you a bunch of bets next segment. Like,
yes,
the NBA,
people love
whatever,
the NFL.
But
NFL,
well, no,
correct.
But it's not just the NFL. It's this, like, this psychological warfare or mind game, or honestly, it's more just like problem solving, right? It's like doing a crossword puzzle, whatever. Just like connections, which you and I both love to do.
Oh my God, it's the best part of my day. And like today's, yeah. I beat today's in like 40 seconds, and I was like upset that it was so easy. I thought it was really easy today.
During this time of year, and especially during the NCAA tournament this time of year, my wife will go to bed before I will, because I want to stay up and watch games. Rest of the year, that's not really true. So she'll be like, all right, I'm going to bed, and I'll come up, and we'll do, like, where this will be like at 10 o'clock at night. We'll do Wordle, connections. I like to do the crossword puzzle if there's time, like the full one. And then she just, I dictate, and she just types in all the answers, and then she gets like mad at me. And then...
Wait, so you do the full, so you subscribe, yeah. Like you pay the money for the full crossword.
Yeah, it's like 99 cents. Yeah, I subscribe.
So we should talk after the show. I have a way that you can play it for free.
Oh, I'm happy to give the New York Times $1 for all of the games that they're providing. I'm totally happy to do that. So I'll
there's so
do
many
mini,
funny
though.
Jokes I can make here, but we'll leave it alone. Go ahead.
We do the mini, which she gets mad at me because I do all the acrosses, and then we don't even get to the downs because we're done, and we do it in less than a minute. But then
I did the mini in 40 seconds today. I did the mini
in
40 seconds.
If you do it in more than a minute, I have no respect for you. Like, sorry. So, and then Strands. Have you played Strands yet?
My wife and I play Strands. That's the game that we play together. Every other game we don't play together, we play Strands together.
Some days, I think it's the stupidest thing ever. And some days I think it's like the greatest word game that's ever been created. And like, I think the thing that does it for me is they got like more effort has to be put into the clue. The clue sometimes it makes no sense. Doesn't even really apply to the words. It's like not even ambiguous. Sometimes it's like that's not even what these are. Like, don't do that. Stop doing that. And I just get really frustrated sometimes. So like it always says beta next to it. And I always try. My wife gets really mad and I go, well, it's in beta. Like, it'll get better. Like, when they reintroduce it, it'll be fine. But yeah, so we use Strands, and then, like, the big crossword I try to do, and sometimes it takes, like, 40 minutes, and then it's, so we all go to
It
bed.
Does. It takes, like, 40 minutes when I play it also.
Yeah, just, like, the one I think I did, so we do them at night, so I think it was Mondays that we did last night, so the easiest one, and we did it in, like, 20, but that was, like, pretty lucky, and the long clues were super easy last night, so it was, like, that's not representative. I'm not that smart. It makes it sound like I'm smart. I'm really not that good at this stuff, but, like, the mini, like, I mean, come on. Like, if you're 90 seconds max on the mini, or just, like, go back to school.
I had one last week, and I forget it was because I had, like, one letter off on something where it made sense that it could have been either, and it took me, like, 4 minutes, and I actually wanted to die afterwards. I was really upset with myself. All our bets for tonight coming up on the other side.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.